ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवा, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवा.
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 Chapter 18, text number 8. And chapter 18 is titled Prithu Maharaj Milks the Earth Planet. Nunam ta virudha shina mai kalena bhuyasa tatra yogena nistena bhavan adatum arati nunanta virudakshina mai kalena bhuyasa tatra yogena dristena bhavan adatum arhati nunanta virudakshina mai bakalena bhuyasa tatra yogena dristena bhavan adatum arhati nunanta virudakshina mai kalena bhuyasa tatra yogena dristena bhavan adatum arhati nunam. Therefore, taha, those, virudaha, herbs and grains, shinaha, deteriorating, mayi, within me, kalena, in the course of time, bhuyasa, very much, tatra, therefore, yogena, by proper means, dristena, acknowledged, bhavan, your majesty, adatum, to take, arati, ought. Translation, due to being stocked for a very long time, all the grain seeds within me have certainly deteriorated. Therefore you should immediately arrange to take those seeds out by the standard process, which is recommended by the acharyas or the shastras. Translation, please repeat. Due to being stalked for a very long time, all the grain seeds within me have certainly deteriorated. Therefore, you should immediately arrange to take those seeds out by the standard process, which is recommended by the acharyas or shastras. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When there is a scarcity of grain, the government should follow the methods prescribed in the shastra and approved by the acharyas. Thus there will be sufficient production of grains, and food scarcity and famine can be checked. Bhagavad Gita recommends that we perform yoga, yajna, sacrifice. By the performance of yajna, sufficient clouds gather in the sky, and when there are sufficient clouds, there is also sufficient rainfall. In this way, agricultural matters are taken care of. When there is sufficient grain production, the general populace eats the grains, and the animals like cows, goats, and other domestic animals eat the grasses and grains also. According to this arrangement, human beings should perform the sacrifices recommended in the shastras. And if they do so, there will no longer be food scarcity. In Kali Yuga, the only sacrifice recommended is Sankirtan Yajna. In this verse, there are two significant words, Yogena, by the approved method, and Dristena, as exemplified by the former Acharyas. One is mistaken if he thinks that by applying modern machines, such as tractors, grains can be produced. If one goes to a desert and uses a tractor, there is still no possibility of producing grains. We may adopt various means, but it is essential to know that the planet Earth will stop producing grains if sacrifices are not performed. The verse has already explained that because non-devotees are enjoying the production of food, she has reserved food seeds for the performance of sacrifice. Now, of course, atheists will not believe in this spiritual method of producing grains. But whether they believe this or not, the fact remains that we are not independent to produce grain by mechanical means. As far as the approved method is concerned, it is enjoined to the shastras that intelligent men in this age of Kali will take to the Sankirtan movement, and by doing so they shall worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, whose bodily complexion is golden and who is always accompanied by his confidential devotees to preach this Krishna conscious movement all over the world. In its present condition, the world can only be saved by introducing this Sankirtan, this Krishna consciousness movement. As we have learned from the previous verse, one who is not in Krishna consciousness is considered a thief. Even though he may be materially very advanced, a thief cannot be placed in a comfortable position. A thief is a thief, and he is punishable. Because people are without Krishna consciousness, they become thieves, and constantly they are being punished by the laws of material nature. No one can check this, not even by introducing as many food relief funds and humanitarian movements, institutions. Unless the people of the world take to Krishna consciousness, there will be scarcity of food and much suffering.
Nūnantābhīrudāsīnā
mai kālena bhavūyasa tatra yogena dristena bhavān ādatum arhati. Due to being a stalk for a very long time, all the grain seeds within me have certainly deteriorated. Therefore, she immediately arranged to take these seeds out by the standard process which is recommended by the Shastra or Acharya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tirati Svapadandigam Adadanas Trinandam Daivridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padamuru Prisyam Dhanmanirmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vansha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes still shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes in the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here the earth is explaining that Sheena, the seeds within her that she's withheld due to the godless civilization, Sheena, they're becoming deteriorated. So she's telling Prithu Maharaj, you please take these seeds out by the standard process as recommended by Shastras and Acharyas. As Prabhupada explains, that we know from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says that we must perform yajna, specifically by yajna to satisfy Lord Vishnu. Yajna by Vishnu. And Bhagavad explains that by performance of yajna, clouds appear, by the clouds appearing, rain comes, and by the rain coming, grains appear. This is a procedure just described in Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad points out the atheists, they may not believe in such a thing, but we see practically, because hardly any yajna is going on, that for many places in the world, the grain production is being decreased. It's like Vishakhamata Devi gave the example yesterday of California, very, very wealthy people. It's not that poor people are being being affected, but even many wealthy people have their houses and their lives taken away by the lack of rain. The Prabhupada says whether they believe it or not, this is the process. And we have seen it practically. One time Prabhupada was in Hyderabad, there was a big drought going on. So he had a wonderful pandal program with the devotees chanting and chanting. Into the pandal program, immediately rain came. Because now we're in the big scientific age, we think we don't need any God. We have our science to help us. Science can give us everything. Just like I can remember when I was young, they used to describe about the miracle drugs. We were all told about the miracle drugs. And now our life will be so wonderful by the miracle drugs. And in fact, my mother took some of those miracle drugs while she was pregnant with my two sisters. And as a result, neither of my sisters can have a child. So-called miracle drugs. So all our material attempts to defeat nature, overcome or dominate nature will always be failing. They will always be failing. Nature turns around and chastises. Prabhupada says here that nature is withholding, she's punishing. Because people have become like thieves, so thieves shall be punished. So nature is withholding. And Prabhupada gives a very nice example. He said you can take a tractor to the desert and plow the sand very nicely, but it's not going to produce grains. Grains is not, nowadays, unfortunately, especially in India, people are thinking, they're very proud of their tractors. They ride their big tractor, they're very proud. But in many ways, the tractor is causing the decrease of grain production. Because it actually, it's a very heavy thing. It packs down the earth. Then they have to get a bigger tractor to plow even deeper. And again, the earth is, that bigger tractor packs down the earth even more. Then the grains are not being produced, so now they're putting so many chemicals, fertilizers, and the government gives them either low interest loans or no interest loans to buy the chemicals that the government itself produces. It's all a big scam like this. But even if you take all these chemicals and tractor to the desert, you will not be able to produce. Must be, Prabhupada points out here, two words very important in this verse. Yogena and Jastena. Yogena means by the standard process. Means according to the scriptures. And Jastena means as exemplified by the previous acharyas. So it is actually only because some devotees, therefore this 10,000 year period in the middle of this Kali Yuga, the beginning of this Kali Yuga actually, we've only traversed a few thousand years of Kali Yuga, but due to the fact that there are some devotees performing Nam Sankirtan, there's any grains left at all. But by the time this period is over, then we heard yesterday the description that people will eat each other because there will be no more grains. So that time is coming. So specifically, it is mentioned that in this Kali Yuga, where everything is very difficult, that we should perform Sankirtan Yajna. Because previously, great kings were able to do these yajnas, because in these yajnas, so gold and silver and pearls and diamonds were given in charity to the Brahmins. It required only a king to perform these yajnas. And you needed pure ghee. Nobody could imagine we come to the point where we can't get pure ghee. Because when I first came to India 35 years ago, there was a sign in the store that said ghee. Then after some time I saw they changed the sign, Deshi ghee. Where else it will come from? Then, after some time, after some years, I saw they're putting sign, Shud Deshi ghee. And finally now they put 100% Shud Deshi ghee. 100% pure Deshi ghee. And everybody knows it's not. It is mixed. Sometimes with things we won't mention in front of the deities, even these scandals have happened and appeared. So first of all, we need pure ghee. We need lots of gold and silver to give charity to the Brahmins, and cows to give charity to the Brahmins. Only big kings were doing these yajnas. So that is very Kali Yuga, very difficult. We can't even get pure vegetable oil. Where are we going to get pure ghee? And even cow ghee, where are we going to get? It is a great distress to us to see that in the land of Dharma, and especially in the land of Vrindavan, the land of Gopal, we cannot get pure, very difficult to find out pure cow's ghee. Very difficult. We can't even get pure vegetable oil. So where do we get pure cow ghee? Very difficult. Srimad Bhagavatam, in fact, recommends different types of yajnas for different ages. What is that verse? Krite yajjayato vishnu tretayam yajato makai vaparam parijarayam kalothad harikirtanat. The krite means satyug. Dhyayato, just by performing dhyan. People would perform, they had in Satyuga, people lived for 100,000 years. So 50,000 years, they would perform their duties in the Varnashram system. In 50,000 years, they would sit in meditation. Now we cannot meditate even for 5 minutes. So many disturbances are there. It's very difficult. I can remember when we opened the temple in Dallas, Texas, there was one yoga institute. They invited us to come and do kirtan. It just so happened, their building was right on the Dallas-Fort Worth flight path. So we saw they had invented a new asana. But even if you go to the Himalayas to perform your yoga, still we have invented these planes. So even the yogis are being stirred by the, because they all go by the polar routes, they go north over the Himalayas. So even the yogis, they're being disturbed. It's very difficult, you see, practically impossible. Nobody can, we find very difficult even for 5 minutes to keep our mind concentrated. Kali Yuga means manda, manda matiyo, manda bhagya. Mind is disturbed, brain is disturbed, everything disturbed. Krite yajayato vishnu, tretayam yajato makai. Tretayu. Then we were talking how the kings perform these big yajnas. So we just described how difficult that is now. Just like Visakhadevi pointed out yesterday, nowadays if we get money, we build a big skyscraper building for financial institution. But we see downtown, we see that the first buildings, she pointed out, the first buildings, the big buildings that they constructed in Melbourne was churches. First thing was churches. And beautiful churches are there downtown Melbourne.
And all throughout the city, we saw, driving around, we saw so many churches. So, Tretayam, Yajatomakai, Dwaparayam, Parichayam. Dwapar Yug, they perform deity worship very gorgeously with real diamonds and pearls and gold and silver. And we saw in India, because this just attracted invaders to come. Prabhupada said, it'll just attract thieves. The invaders came, smashed all our temples, stole all the jewels. What to speak of the invaders? Sometimes it comes in the newspaper that even the pujari was caught stealing the gold and silver of the deity. So this is also very difficult. Dwapara Parichaya, Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. So said Krite, yet that fruit that was gotten, that same fruit you can get in Kali Yuga by Hari Kirtanat, by Hari Kirtan. And Prabhupada explains, not that because the process is very simple, that therefore we're getting some small result. No, the word is there, tad, that same fruit that you got in Satyayug by doing dhyan for thousands of years, kalo tad, wait, the same fruit you will get by this Hari Kirtan. And without quoting the verse, Prabhupada mentions, or one of our most famous verses, he said, therefore an intelligent people, the government should, intelligent people in the government should take advantage of these processes recommended in the Shastra. And he, without quoting that verse from 11th canto, he puts the English, but we have that wonderful verse. He said, the Prabhupada said, those who are intelligent, yajanti su medasa, Krishna Varanam Tusa Krishna Sangopangastra Parsharam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasa. Meda means intelligence. But here the word is used Sumeda, because intelligence can also be misused. We call Kumeda, crooked intelligence. But here it says Sumeda, by good intelligence. What should we do? Yajantihi Sumedasa Yagyai Sankirtanai. We should do this Sankirtan Yagya. Yajanti hi sumedasa. The Krishna Varanam Tasa Krishna. Prabhupada explains here, he's golden in complexion. So here it says Krishna Varanam. Now Krishna Varanam can be interpreted in many different ways. Varanam also means to describe. He's always describing or always chanting Krishna's name. Krishna Varanam. Or also, our acharyas explain, Varnam could be just like we have this Varnashram system. That Varn can be one, I don't want to say species, is the word's coming to my mind, I can't think. But that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna Varnam, he's Krishna himself. He's in the same Varn as Krishna. Krishna Varnam. Tvisa Krishna. But then it says Akrishna. He's Krishna. The first is telling is Krishna, Krishna Varanam. Then saying Akrishna, but he's not Krishna. How to resolve this mystery? Krishna also means black. So that incarnation in Kali Yuga, he is Akrishna. He's golden colored. He's Akrishna. Krishna Varanam Tvisa. Tvisa means luster. His luster is golden. Akrishna. Krishna Varanam Tvisa Akrishna. Sangopangastra Parshanam. And he's surrounded, first of all, his Anga. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come alone. Anga. His, just like Balaram is the first expansion. So we know Brijinda Nandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoilo. Say, Balaram Poilo Mitai. So his first expansion has come as Balaram. Advaitacharya's, Mahavishnu has come as Advaitacharya, his other expansion. The Sangam, Sangupam, all
the different associates like Srivasvino is Narad Muni. It's all his upang, his associates. Sangupangastra, and he's accompanied by weapons. Now this is a big mystery, because we see the beautiful hands of Gornitai, they're empty. But Shastra is telling there's weapon. We have seen Lord Ram with his bow. We've seen Parshuram with his parshu, his chopper. Lord Krishna has got his disc, his chakra. But we see the beautiful hands of Gornitai are empty. The beautiful hands of Gornitai are empty. But here this verse is describing. The Sangopang Astra, they have weapon. That weapon in Kali Yuga is their holy name. Chaitanya Nityananda, they have recommended this. They have, this is their weapon. Just like sometimes we sing that nice verse. Esikadiya sabnadiya firchinechi gornitai. Esikadiya sabnadiya firchinechi gornitai. Radha Krishna bol bol. Bolare sobai. Radha Krishna bol bol. Bolare sobai. The Lord Nityananda, the Lord Chaitanya, their hands are empty. They're going around telling everyone that you please. Radha Krishna bol. Say Radha Krishna. Hari Krishna bol. Hari bol bol. This is their weapon. The weapon is meant for killing. We saw Lord Krishna, that Shishupal came, he insulted him so many times. Somehow his mother got benediction that, that don't kill him. He said, alright, if he insults me 100 times, only after that. So when Shishupal left us, you know, Krishna kept track on his app, special app. And when 100 came, then that chakra came. Dantavakra, he puts so many extra arms. Krishna with his chakra, finished him up. We saw Parshuram, he finished up with his parshu. Lord Ram, if he was attacked by the 14,000 rovers of the night, and his arrows covered them completely. But Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, instead of killing the demons, because we're just tiny demons, we're thinking we're very important. We've been created atomic bombs and so many things. We got laser weapons now. We think we're very big. We're just tiny little demons. We're destroying ourselves. Krishna doesn't have to come. We see the whole planet is destroying, is becoming destroyed automatically by our simple activities. So we're just tiny little demons. No need to kill us, we'll kill ourselves. So Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, with this holy name, Astra, this weapon of the holy name, they're killing our Asur Bhav. Rather than killing us, they're killing that asur bhav, that demoniac mentality within our heart. Therefore, the first verse of Shikshasam, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Marjanam, just like we sing in the morning, Mandira Marjanam. So that holy name is washing all this Kali dirt out of our hearts. And so by performing this yajna, we become purified, the earth will become purified, then rain will come, and Prabhupada says there will be no famine. So we have very, very simple process. We're so unfortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, as unfortunate as I am, I have no taste. That you have made approach to you so easy by your holy name. You've made what to speak of approaching Krishna, even to live peacefully. We cannot live without yajna. Yajna completes the circuit. I give an example so many times. We're just taking, then the circuit is broken. When we offer, when we take and then we offer it back to Krishna, then the circuit is complete. Then automatically
things go on peacefully. So not only will we advance spiritually, but even our material situation will become peaceful. But unfortunately, now by the darkness of Kali Yuga, everyone is just trying to exploit the resources of material nature, and there's hardly any yagya going on. And everyone's thinking that by their science, by their production of so many horrible machines, they will be able to conquer over nature, but we see nature is kicking them back. It's not possible to conquer nature. Because nature is, Prabhupada says, when you speak about nature, immediately the question comes, whose nature? It is Krishna's nature. Therefore, she has got the backing of Krishna behind her. Just like we may think that the policeman on the street, he's just an ordinary man like me. Why should I respect him? So you can disrespect him, but then the government will arrest you and throw you in jail. Because the government is behind him. He's a representative of the government. So this nature, it is Krishna's nature. You may try to defeat it in so many ways, but you cannot defeat Krishna. His nature will never be defeated. So we try in so many ways to dominate, to subjugate nature, but nature will always kick us back. We cannot get any happiness in this way. We have to take to this serving process. We have to Jivera Surupoi Nitya Krishna Das. We have to understand that our real nature is servant. And Prabhupada points out that any way we're serving, even though one may be the president of a big country, still he's trying to serve the people. And he has to act according to their whims. In this democratic situation, he has to satisfy their whims. Otherwise, they whimsically throw him out and bring another rascal. So he's someone is serving his nation, someone is serving his state. We have the state government. Then someone is serving the city. We have the mayor. Somebody's got a big company, so many employees. Even in the family, the father is serving all the rest of the members of the family, working very hard, trying to support them. And ultimately, we're serving our senses. Our senses are dictating to us that you do this, do that, go there, go here, buy this. So in all conditions, our position is servant. Even if we're a very big person, we're still servant of our senses. So we should give up serving the senses. The senses are never satisfied. They just beat us again and again. More, 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 more. But if we become the servant of Krishna, we engage our senses, the same senses that are entrapping us in this material nature. If we use those same senses in the service of Krishna, then we become satisfied. Then we become satisfied. So, specifically in this Kali Yuga, we've emphasized over and over again. Prabhupada said when something is repeated again and again, it's meant for emphasis. So this, the specific way to satisfy Krishna in this dark age of Kali is by the Sankirtan Yoga, by chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here Prabhupada says, Yogena Drishtena. This is recommended by the Shastra, and it is approved by all the Acharyas. Then our life can become perfect. Is there any question? there's no questions, we can fall down to the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who engages in this process, recommended by the scriptures and approved by the acharyas. Srila Prabhupada ki.